You mean there's another world than what we got living in? Well, there's two more places than what we're living in, Brother Elwood.
One of them's going to be your home.
And it's up to each individual in this world where they go to.
Where you want to live.
It's up to each individual, Brother Art. Somebody said, well, why do you preach? Why do you try to preach? Because maybe somebody out there, Brother Lonnie, would hear the Word of God and take heed to it and repent.
Right.
I firmly believe, brethren and sisters, that you have to first believe to repent.
Yeah.
I firmly believe that Christ comes to every man. I believe He calls to every woman and every man. I believe that sinners are called. I believe that. I believe the Bible will teach it, brothers, that sinners are called. But Art, it's up to them to answer that call. Somebody said, well, I know His voice. I promise you that you will know His voice. I promise you today that you've never heard a man speak like this man before. Brother Corbett, there is nobody that could speak like him. There is no man. There have been many men that's come in this world, Brother Elwood, has made impressions upon this world. Many famous presidents we've had, and many famous men have come through this world. But there never was a man like Jesus. Never was a man like him, Sister Hester. He made an impression upon this world. But yes, many miracles He performed, Brother Art, many things He done. But in the end, Brother Elwood, don't you wonder when they knew when they hung Him on Calvary and He died, this man has been honest with us. He's told us the truth.
They believe some of them
then. He's told us the truth, Brother Lon.
Surely this, was the Son of God.
Surely this must have been the Son of God. All this time, He's been telling us the truth, Brother Elwood.
Yeah.
We didn't believe Him. Why didn't they believe Him? Because He said right on Calvary's cross they didn't know what they were doing. He said, forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. But I'm here to tell you today that men and women today that come to the age, what is that age? We call it age of accountability. The Bible don't really say that I can find. It might say it, but if it is, I haven't ever found it. But you come to a certain time in your life that the Bible says when you come to know to do good and do it not, to you it is sin. It is sound to say age of accountability, Brother Elwood, because you're accountable for your sins from that point on,
when you know to do good.
It's sound to say that. The Bible may not say that, but you'll be held accountable for the deeds done in the body, Brother John. Now, I don't know whether I'll preach or not. I'm not going to take long. Brother Elwood, I'd like for it to be like it was last Saturday night, but we don't know that. We don't know that. It happens, it comes, and it comes and it goes, and I know where it comes from, and I know why it goes.
Yeah.
I understand that, brother. You preaching brothers know where it comes from. If you didn't know where it comes from and you know why it goes, I told them Saturday night, I told them several times, when a brother gets done preaching, he ought to sit down and quit. And I hope and pray that if God don't start me, then I'm going to sit down anyway. That's because I never had done no good. But I hope and pray just for a few minutes of time, Sister Becky, that God will come my way and give me something to say. I love the Lord and I love His ways. I love my brothers and I love my sisters and I love everybody that there is on this earth. I may not love their ways, Brother Lonnie, but I love their soul. I'm concerned about them. I'm very concerned. You know, I asked Matthew back there if he knew he had some magnets, and I said, you know the difference between the pole and the south pole of a magnet. I learned in school when I was a young man. I never forgot that. And you know, and he said he didn't really know much about that at this time, and he probably don't. But you take one and it'll push the other away.
It'll push it away,
Brother Lonnie.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you today that Satan's always a pushing and pushing. He wants you to push you away from the goodness of the Lord. And I want you to understand today that if you'll trust in Jesus, Brother Lon, he'll take care of you and He'll carry you through, brother. And you don't have to worry today, but I hope and pray just for a few minutes of time that God will come my way and give me something to preach on, and I promise you I'll not stand long unless the Lord will bless me. But I want you to understand this world that we live in, Brother Corbin, is drawing to a close. Whether people believe it or not, Brother Elwood ain't going to change it none. It's the truth, Brother Merrill. And I hope and pray just for a few minutes of time today that God will come today. And I read in here, he went down to the river, brother, and I believe that he saw him out in the boat, brother. Today, and I believe he asked him, Brother Lonnie, have you caught anything? And what did they say? No, Lord, we've caught nothing, but we've toiled all night. Today, but I want you to know, he said, cast your net. Today, and I want you to know today what happened, brothers and sisters and people. Yesterday, brethren, I believe today, Brother Merle, today when they cast their nets on the right side, today did that mean the opposite of left? I don't know exactly, brother Elwood. I don't know today if that's what he meant exactly. I often think when they're on the wrong side instead of the right side, it's not really relevant one way or the other. But he gave them instruction today, and he told them today, cast your nets on the right side today. What happened, Brother John? Today they couldn't pull them in today. They broke the nets today. Today, people, I want you to understand today, if these men, Brother Corbett, had been disobedient today, and they'd said that man don't know what he's talking about today, they wouldn't have caught no fish. They would today. Today, what makes you believe that, Brother Corbin? Because they'd already told, and they told all night and caught nothing today. But I want you to understand, what did he tell Peter, Brother Lon? He said, come with me today. Brother Art, come with me, and here's what I'm going to do. Today, you've been fishing for your labor today, but come with me, and I'm going to make you fishers of men today. What was he telling them today? He was telling them to come and preach the gospel today. And today he needed them to work for him today. What was they going to preach, Brother Corbin? Are they going to preach the very word, the very man that had talked to them, brethren? Today I believe they went on their journey. I want you to understand, I believe they immediately left, Brother Elwood, and today they didn't tarry, Brother John, and today it wasn't like some of our preachers today. Would you wait till tomorrow, and today? Brother Jed, they didn't say wait for a minute today. They didn't say I'll be there in an hour today. What did they do? They went immediately today. And I want you to understand, why did they go immediately, Brother Sartain, today? Because they believed in Jesus today. Today, Jesus is calling to you tonight today, and I want you to understand today, if you ain't been saved today, that Jesus is calling to you, and I want you to know he don't mean to take an hour, brother. He don't mean to take a month, brother, today. He means right now, brother, today. Today, you mean I can be saved in a minute of time today? I want you to understand today that you can be saved just like that. But it don't take God long to save you today. I'll tell you what it takes you, Brother Corbett. It takes you a long time, some time, to deny yourself, Brother Elwood, today. Brother Merle, but it don't take God long to come in, brethren. And I want you to understand today that he's sending out the call to you, every one of you all. It's up to you where you accept or reject. Somebody said, well, Brother Terry, will he come to me today? Yes, he will, Brother Corbett today. Here's what he said, they all shall know me today, from the least to the greatest today. You needn't go to house telling of thee today. Why, Brother John, will they all know you, Brother Lon, today? Because today, I want you to understand, I told you in the beginning that no man ever spoke like this man. Oh, my people today, I want you to know that Jesus is going to return. Brother Paul, what's he coming for today? Sister Becky, is he coming for this or is he coming for that today? I'll tell you what he's coming for. Brother Elwood, he's coming to get his people today, and he's going to take them home, brother, today. Are you ready to go, Brother Lon? My people today, I know he's going to come, Brother John, today. But I want you to know today, I'm looking for him, Brother Merle. I'm looking for him to come today. How's he going to come, Brother? You know, Brother Lon, you know, in the beginning, when they told him the king was coming, Brother Elwood, they looked for him to come riding on the best chariot they had today. Hey, look for him to come today. Hey, look for him to come, the riches of the rich today. Oh, but I want you to understand today. Oh, there was a little woman by the Corbett, and now don't let me take too long today. There was a little woman today. Her name was Mary, Sister Brenda. She was favored with God today. She was chosen by the Lord. Oh, my brethren today. Oh, she was chosen out of many, many, many today. And I want you to understand, somebody said anybody could have done that. No, Brother Elwood, it was reserved to her today. Oh, Mary, you're highly favored today. You're going to conceive today. You're going to conceive and bring forth a child today, and his name shall be called today. His name shall be called Jesus today. He's going to be the Savior of the world today. And not only a Savior of the world today, but he's going to be a special Savior. To who, brother? A special Savior to the believer today. And you know what, Sister Lorraine, today he came just like he told her he would. And even her husband, brother, today. Oh, can you imagine how he felt today? It would have been proper to put her away today. Oh, my brother Corbett, God had already worked on him too today. God had already been there today, Sister Lorraine, and he didn't put her away, did he not? I believe he stood by her, brother, today. I believe he stood with her today. And I want you to understand, here's this little boy that born today. Oh, they thought he was going to be a king. They had have him wearing a crown of jewels on his head, Brother Corbett. But I want you to know, he wore a crown of thorns so we could wear a crown of glory today. But I want you to know today, Brother Elwood, I love him today. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to me today. You know, my wife and I were on the road coming out here a while ago. And sometime, Brother Elwood, we'll make a statement that our lives are not ours anymore, because the church comes first in our life. Jesus comes first. And the church being Jesus, it comes first too. You know, she said, honey, we shouldn't say that today. We ought to be thankful, Brother Elwood, that the church is number one in our life. Today, and we should be thankful. Oh, all these other things, but Lord, that we don't have control over. God's got control over spirit. And so this little boy was born, and he come up to the age. Oh, there was something special about him. There was something special about him from the beginning. There was something different about him. He was born of a virgin. Had never happened before and never happened again. And today, what will the future hold? I don't know. Today, but it ain't happened since, brother. Today, I don't believe it will again. Today, oh, but there was something special about this little boy called Jesus. Today, oh, there was something special about him. Today, and they went in one time to pay their taxes, Belani. And today, and they went down, and I believe they paid them, brother. And today, you know, in this world, we're taxed pretty heavy. And today, the Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and render unto God which is God. Oh, and I believe, oh, Brother Lon, they started back on their journey today. And they traveled for a while. Today, they traveled for about a day, I believe. Best I remember, Brother John. And they began to look for this little boy called Jesus. Today, and Brother Art, you know where they went back to find him. Brother, why did they go back to find him? They loved him, Brother. Today, they went back to find him. Today, where did they find him at, Brother Corbin? Today, they found him in a place where all the men were well educated, brethren. Today, they were finding him among them. Today, he was answering questions that they had, brother. Today, and I want you to know, and I believe his mother told him, son, why have you worried us so? Today, why have you sorrowed? Sorrowful for thee. And I believe he told her, brother, today. He said, I have need to be about my father's business today. Oh, people today, it's time, Brother Corbin, oh, Sister Man, oh, that we be about our father's business today. It's time that we tell him today, I'm going to stand up for you, Lord, no matter what comes or what goes today. Oh, Brother Elwood, we had a wonderful weekend last weekend. We had a good time. Why did we have a good time, Brother Corbin? Because the Lord, he made it well, Brother Merle. I'm glad to see you brothers down here. And now I'm getting too long, Brother Lon. I still feel good now. Today, when the Lord quits, I will. Today, Brother John. But listen to me, my people. Today, and you people back in the house, I don't know your condition today. But let me tell you something, Brother Corbett. Just as sure as we're here tonight, this world is drawing to a close today. Oh, today, oh, let me tell you, don't lay down on your bed tonight without calling upon the Lord today. Somebody said, Brother Terry, will the Little Murray Church have me? Brother Lonnie, if you come and tell us that you feel that God has saved your soul, Brother Lonnie, we've got no right to refuse you today. You know, one time he told Peter, he said, Peter, kill and slay and eat.
Not so, Lord.
Not so, Lord.
Or nothing.
Nothing unclean.
Or common.
Uncommon has ever entered into my mouth.
What did he tell you?
And he said, Peter, what I've cleaned up, don't you call common or unclean. Listen, folks, I've took too much time, but I'm glad to be here, and I'm not planning on being here Sunday, so unless Brother Lonnie's not able to take care of it, and I'll be here. I want you brothers to sing, and let these brothers come preach for you. Glad that you're here. If you haven't repented, you still can. Why? Because the mercy seat is still there, and grace still pleading her case.